From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. George Plimpton, the writer, editor, actor, has died. He was 76. He's best known for his self-deprecating, participatory sports writing, boxing with Archie Moore, or playing preseason quarterback for the Detroit Lions. But he spent most of the past 50 years as editor of the Paris Review. In 1953, Plimpton helped found the literary magazine. It's better known for its quality rather than the quantity it sold. Plimpton said in an NPR interview last month that the endeavor never made him a cent.
But it doesn't make any difference. I've often joked with Peter Matheson, who got me involved, about how could he have done this, you know, this terrible thing, flung this man into this impossible position. But I haven't regretted one bit of it.
Joining us now is Peter Matheson. He's co-founder of the Paris Review. Thanks for speaking to us, and our condolences to you.
Thank you.
Where did you first meet George Plimpton?
We used to call each other's oldest friends. We met as schoolboys in New York City at the St. Bernard's School on East 98th Street when we were 8 years old. So we've been friends for almost 70 years.
Many people remember George Plimpton as a kind of goofy, somewhat hapless dabbler in things he had no business dabbling in, like boxing and football. How did a person with this kind of background get involved in these kinds of things?
Well, no, there are two things there. He wasn't really dabbling at all. George, first of all, was basically a very good athlete. And second of all, he just saw the irony of it. It was a great chance to be amusing. And he made the most of it. I mean, he created a group of books that are unmatched by any that I know. It takes guts, after all, to get into the ring with Archie Moore, although, as I recall, because I was a spectator, Archie Moore was more terrified than George. He was scared that because his fists were considered lethal weapons, he could be put in jail if he hit George too hard or whatever. And he did hit him, and he bloodied his nose, but nothing serious.
Why do you think he remained so involved with the Paris Review when he could have had an easier time writing on his own and publishing his first-person sports endeavors?
Yeah, but I think the Paris Review really was who he was. It brought all his interests together. And I think he loved it, despite all of his complaints that all the rest of us had faded off to do our own work and so forth. I don't think he would have given it up for a minute.
Did he continue to work with young writers, emerging talent?
Well, I think he depended on his younger editors there to more or less keep him up to date. But he certainly was open to younger writers and encouraged them. That was the whole point of the magazine when we started. We weren't interested really in those interviews except to push the young writers.
He kept in contact with his friends, almost constant contact. Many people quoted today saying they talked to him almost weekly.
Yeah, he did. He was very good that way. I just talked to somebody, actually it was Peter Jennings called up, and said he'd had dinner with George last night. He said he just went home after kind of a enjoyable dinner party and went to bed.
When you were much younger and you founded the Paris Review, did he talk to you about what he wanted to achieve in life? And looking back now, do you think he did that?
No, he didn't really. I think George always felt that he was not recognized sufficiently as a writer, as well as an editor. But this year, he was taken into the American Academy of Arts and Letters. He was recognized all over the place for his writing and not for his editing. And I think that was enormously satisfactory to him.
Author, editor, and co-founder of the Paris Review, Peter Matheson, talking about his friend George Plimpton, who died last night at his apartment in New York. He was 76 years old.